Williams inside is a climate control guy. He's good versus the run. He's good versus the pass. Oftentimes, you got to put four hands on him in an effort to minimize his efforts.
All right, Tomlin did bring his Tomlinism A game today. That was his first one. Quinnen Williams, the Jets defensive tackle, called him a climate control guy. So that is a nomination for PM Team Tomlinism of the Week.
Isn't he just calling him an HVAC repairman?
Charlie, what the hell does that mean?
HVAC? Quinn,
no, if I describe a football player as a climate control guy.
Somebody who is very adaptable to what you want him to do?
I have no idea. I think I got it. I think he's a guy who controls the tenor of the game with how he limits your ability to run the ball and gets pressure in the passing game. By the way, whenever I won my little contest to get my very first job, Pony, they had a trivia thing to loosen everyone up because it was live at a bar the semifinal round.
Congratulations on all your success.
So they had this trivia thing where you just get up, and it was to literally get people comfortable speaking into a microphone in front of people, and it was just sports trivia, and they kept eliminating people. You got one wrong, you were out till it was one person left standing. One of the questions I had that I got wrong at a point where you could actually get one wrong and stay in it was, what do the letters HVAC stand for? Do you know?
The last two, I think, are air conditioning.
Correct. I got three out of four letters right. It's heating, blank, air conditioning.
Vacuum?
I put valve.
What is it?
Ventilation.
Now, who gives an F?
Oh, that was just a little Mulsey throwback. I can't believe that dude called in.
For losers. It's comfort food when you take an L.
I can't believe that guy called in and accused me of dropping dog poop in someone else's yard.
No, yeah, he did say in someone else's yard, but I did do it in someone's garbage.
No, I know. That the stats are for losers thing.
Do we want to submit that as one? Do you like that?
No.
Stats are for losers?
The comfort food when you've taken an L is kind of funny. I think we are missing one huge block of block-related Tomlinism content.
The punt block to start the second half by Moon really was significant. You know that we value the block game here culturally. To have another guy that has that on his resume, I don't think people understand how difficult it is to block kicks. You can have people that are unblocked and can't land the plane at the block point. And so to have another guy within our group that's displayed that ability to have that in his hip pocket, man, I just think it strengthens us as a block collective.
You've got a smorgasbord in there.
Can't land the plane at the block point. Strengthens us as a block collective.
Yeah.
Who was he? The owner of the Post Gazette?
We also have him talking about the Jets' new offensive coordinator.
That is a challenge for us, just to try to anticipate Todd Downing's perspective on the talent at his disposal, his isms, how he plays moments.
His isms. What do you think that means, Charlie? His isms.
I'm still trying to learn Tomlinisms. I know Matt Cole had that whole list of different things.
His
I'm not going to memorize it.
I think his isms are his tendencies.
Okay, why can't we just say that?
Because isms is a lot more noteworthy. Poor Charlie's in their head spinning right now. He's been breaking news on this show already during an update.
Do I have any more here?
We've got a lot, though, dude.
All right, so which one do you want to go with?
I got to be honest. The one about landing the plane at the block point.
Put that down.
I mean,
landing the plane at the block point.
It's, what was it? Not a lot of people can land the plane at the block point.
Yep.
This was an all-time day in that regard.
His isms. I'm surprised he didn't throw an if you will in there.
Again.
He's been loving that this year.
Again, I cannot hear that without hearing Ken Carman talking like Dusty Rhodes.
Quinnen Williams is a climate control guy.
You want to have a tie, the block point and the climate control? I think we need a tie.
Yeah,
we're 6 weeks in.
Climate control guy's good because I have no idea what it means. All right, 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin did not say it definitively, did not make it black and white, but he definitely made it sound like he's strongly considering Russell Wilson to start on Sunday, and NFL Network has already reported that that's what he's going to do. 412-928-9370 gives you a chance to chime in on that decision. Here is Ken on the Fan. Hello, Ken.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Sure.
Look, in this league, you got to be able to pass. You got to have a passing game. We've been extremely lucky because we have a stellar defense. All of the stats that were touted about Russell Wilson, Fields were worse last year. Now, Fields is growing. He's getting better. I'm happy with his progress. But, frankly, some of the throws that he threw that game, I was looking for Paul Bunyan to be a receiver because They were just that high off the ground. Like, what is he doing? Who was he throwing?
So just to be sure I hear you right, Ken is saying now is the time to put in old quarterback behind a terrible offensive line against one of the best pass rushes in the NFL.
Do you think Fields running is going to sustain us throughout the season and make the playoffs?
It has in the past.
I don't know about that.
But his ability to run has been sustainable throughout a season. The guy in his second year got MVP votes because he was running for over 1,000 yards.
Ken, I'm sorry. Are we trying to win the game in front of us Sunday, or are we worried about what's going to happen in February?
Well, here's the thing. Russell is not an immobile quarterback.
Mike Tomlin said today that he's nowhere close,
Fields
is.
He's the Fred Rogers statue outside the stadium.
Justin Fields is Justin Fields. He's like just below Lamar, if not above him at instances. So his legs are going to be his safety.
Ken, let me ask you something about the passing game.
Passes for 150 yards.
Okay, guess how many? Ken, let me ask you something about that. You just said what I wanted you to go to, so you led me right into it. You said he passes for like 150 yards a game. I'll get the exact number right now. How much, though, do you think, on average, Russell Wilson was throwing for yards per game last year?
Last year, I would probably say about 2-something.
204. 20 yards more than Justin Fields is averaging so far through six games this year.
204, that sounds like a Kenny Pickett stat line.
Hold on a second.
What was Russell Wilson's completion percentage last year, Chris?
66.4, which is
identical to
Fields this year.
Okay, Ken, how about that one?
But look at Justin Fields. Look at the systems. We're talking comfort level. That's why Justin is doing so well. Because he came into a Pittsburgh system where he's comfortable, happy.
Would you rather play for Sean Payton's offense or for Arthur Smith's offense on a Steelers team where they haven't really tried to play great offense? I think Payton's a better system guy than Arthur Smith.